Welcome in. Today we're building long intro atmospheres for smoky late night moods in Ableton Live, and we're doing it in a way that's beginner friendly, repeatable, and focused on arrangement, not endless sound design. This is drum and bass, so yes, we're heading to a big drop. But the whole point is, the drop hits harder when the intro earns it. Think neon rain, warehouse air, that 3 AM drive feeling. Your job in the intro is to create tension, space, and a slow reveal. Before we touch anything, here's the big concept that will keep you from making a messy intro, foreground versus background. At any moment, pick one thing to be the focus. Maybe it's the pad. Maybe it's dusty keys. Maybe it's a vocal texture. Everything else is set dressing. If your intro ever feels busy, it's usually because you accidentally have three foreground elements fighting for attention. All right, let's set up the session. Set your tempo depending on your flavor. If you're going for rolling DNB, aim around 172 to 175 BPM. If you're leaning jungle, 165 to 172 is a nice range. For key, you can choose something like F minor or G minor. You don't have to set a global key, but it helps you stay in a coherent mood, especially when you're writing pads and small motifs. Now create a few tracks and color code them so you stay organized. Make an audio track for your Atmos bed. Make a MIDI track for a pad. Make another MIDI track for music or chords. Make an audio track for effects and ear candy. Make a MIDI track for a sub tease or bass hint. And optionally, a MIDI track for drum ghosts, if you want tiny filtered hints later. Then select all those intro tracks and group them. Name the group intro. This becomes your control center later, because you can automate and process the whole intro together. Now we start building the fog. Step 1 is your smoky air layer, the Atmos bed. This is the texture that fills the space and makes everything feel like it's happening in a place, not in a vacuum. Ideally, use a field recording, rain, street ambience, room tone, train station, final room noise. Drag it into the Atmos bed audio track and set warp to complex or complex pro if it sounds weird. If you don't have samples, you can synthesize noise. Add operator on a MIDI track, set oscillator to noise, turn the filter on, choose a low-pass filter and bring the cutoff down so it's not harsh. Then hold a long note. You can even freeze and flatten later to commit it to audio. Now put a simple device chain on your Atmos. First, EQ 8. High pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, because Atmos layers love to hide rumble that will destroy your drop later. If the noise is spiky, dip a little around 2 to 4K. Then add auto filter. Low pass again, somewhere around 3 to 8K. And this is where you add subtle motion. Turn on the LFO. Keep the amount small, like 5 to 15%, and try a synced rate like 1/8 or 1/4. You're not trying to hear wub wub. You're trying to feel the air slowly shifting. Add reverb next. Large room or hall. Decay around 4 to 8 seconds. Pre-delay 20 to 40 milliseconds and keep the wet fairly modest, like 15 to 30%. Finally, utility to widen it a bit. Something like 130 to 170% width can feel great on Atmos. Then set the gain so it's quiet. This layer should be present, but not loud enough that you notice it as an instrument. Teacher tip. Set an intro ceiling. A simple rule is keep your intro group peaking roughly around minus 10 to minus 6 dB before any mastering. If your intro is already huge and loud, the drop has nowhere to go. Cool. Step 2 is the moody evolving pad. Create a 16-bar MIDI clip on your pad track. Choose an instrument like Wavetable, analog, or drift. Wavetable is a great starting point. Pick a mellow Wavetable, something signish, not bright. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, and keep the tune low. Put a low-pass filter on it, something like LP24, and set the cutoff somewhere in the ballpark of 400 Hz up to 2K, depending on how dark you want it. We'll automate that later. For the amp envelope, slow attack, like 200 to 800 milliseconds, and a long release, 2 to 6 seconds. This is how you get that pad that feels like it's breathing in the background. Now process it. Add chorus ensemble, light to moderate amount. Add reverb, long decay, maybe 5 to 10 seconds, wet around 20 to 35%. Then EQ 8 with a high pass around 150 to 300 Hz. Pads plus reverb equals mod unless you manage the low end. If you want extra movement, add autopan with a slow rate like 1/4 or 1/8. Small amount, and set phase to 180 degrees for width. Now write chords. Keep it simple. In F minor, you could hold F minor, then go to DB major 7 for a lush dark feeling, or F minor to ebb for that classic minor lift. You can also just hold an F minor at 9 for tension. The arrangement trick: Hold one chord for 8 bars, then change one top note. That tiny change tells the listener, we're going somewhere, without starting the drums. And remember the reverb is camera lens idea. Far away feels wetter and darker. Coming closer feels less wet and more direct. If you automate only one thing across the intro, automate your sense of distance. Step 3 is your dusty music layer. This is the memory in the haze. Something melodic, but restrained. Load electric for an electric piano vibe, or use simpler with a key sample. Write a short 2-bar motif. Keep it sparse. You're not writing a full song here. You're placing little signposts. Then give it dust. Put redux on it, very subtle downsample, maybe 2 to 8, and little to no bit reduction. Add saturator with 1 to 4 dB of drive and soft clip-on. Add EQ8, high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, low pass around 6 to 10 kHz so it's not too shiny. Then a delay or echo. Try 1/4 or 1/8 dotted timing. Feedback 15 to 35%. Wet around 10 to 25. Here's a great pro move that's still beginner-friendly. Resample this keys layer to audio and reverse small bits to create transitions. Even one reversed note tail leading into a new section can make the intro feel intentional and cinematic. Step 4 is ear candy. This is where we keep the intro engaging without starting the track too early. Pick just 2 to 4 elements. Vinyl crackle very quiet. A reversed cymbal. A distant rimshot. A tiny shaker loop. Maybe a radio-style vocal texture. Heavily processed. Let's do a quick shaker loop as an example. Load a drum rack. Drop in a closed hat or shaker sample. And program a 1/16th pattern with velocity variation. Then high-pass it hard. Like 500 to 800 Hz. Because we want it to be air, not body. Low pass it a bit too, around 6 to 9k, so it's not crisp and modern. Add a small amount of reverb, like 10 to 20% wet. Distance trick, put reverb first, then EQ after the reverb. Then low pass the reverb tail to around 4 to 7k. That makes it feel far away, like it's happening down the hall. Step 5 is the sub tease. This is where you hint at weight without giving away the drop. Add operator. Use a sine wave. Put a very short MIDI note every 2 bars, or a long held note if you want it more like a shadow. Then low pass it around 120 to 200 Hz. Add a touch of saturator with soft clip on, and keep it mono. And keep it quiet. This is not the main character. This is the silhouette. Now step 6, arrangement. This is where the intro becomes a story instead of a loop. We'll use a reliable 32 bar blueprint. Bars 1 through 8. Fog and tone. Atmos bed is in. Pad is in. No drums. Minimal movement, just gentle filter motion. Bars 9 through 16. Signal emerges. Bring in that dusty keys motif. Sparse. Open the pad filter slightly. Add a reversed cymbal leading into bar 17 as a transition marker. And a quick coach note. Plan a negative moment. Maybe at bar 8. Mute the pad for half a bar. Or pull the crackle out for a beat. Those little gaps read as tension. Bars 17 through 24. Pulse appears. Introduce the tiny shaker loop quietly. Optionally, add one distant snare hit every 2 bars, super low level and heavily filtered. Add the sub-tease notes if you haven't already. The listener should start feeling like something is approaching, but you still haven't started the track. Bars 25 through 32, tension and pre-drop. Add a noise, swell or riser. Automate the intro group to feel like it's coming into focus. You can do a 1-bar pause right before the drop, or a quick cut, even a tape stop style moment if you like, but don't overdo it. In dark DNB, the cleanest transitions often feel the heaviest. Now let's talk automation, because automation is the magic of long intros. Press A to show automation lanes in Ableton. Start simple. Automate the pad's filter cutoff so it slowly rises over the intro. Automate reverb, wet amount slightly decreasing toward the drop, so it feels like the camera is moving closer, and the drop will feel punchier and more direct. Automate the intro group gain up maybe 1 to 2 dB in the last 8 bars. Tiny lift, and consider fading down vinyl noise right before the drop, so the impact feels clean. Here's a slick arrangement upgrade. The focus funnel. Over the last 8 bars, slightly narrow the stereo width on the intro group. Maybe drift toward 90 to 110% width. Reduce reverb a touch. Then at the drop, restore width and reduce ambience, and suddenly the drums feel huge. That's contrast doing the work for you. Step 7. Glue the intro together with intro bus processing. On your intro group, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 20 to 30 Hz just for safety. If it's muddy, gently dip around 200 to 400 Hz. Then add glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds, release on auto, ratio 2 to 1. You're aiming for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction max. Subtle, optionally add a saturator after that with half a dB to 2 dB drive for vibe. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid. 1. Too much low-end pads, reverb, Atmos, and even vinyl samples can hide sub-rumble. High pass aggressively where needed. 2. Reverb on everything. Pick one or two big space elements, otherwise it turns into cloudy mush. 3. No movement. Use a 4-bar rule. Every 4 bars, do one change. Add or remove a layer, adjust brightness with a filter, adjust distance with reverb, or add a transition marker. 4. Over-revealing drums. Don't start with full breaks. Tease with ghosts, distant hits, or filtered hats. 5. Too bright. Smoky moods usually mean controlled highs. Keep some brilliance for later. Alright, mini practice exercise. Set a timer for 15 minutes. Make a 16-bar intro using only 3 things. 1 Atmos bed, 1 pad, and 1 ear candy element like a reverse cymbal or a vocal texture. You must include at least 2 automations, for example pad filter cutoff and reverb wet, and include 1 transition moment at bar 9 or bar 13, like a reverse swell, a tiny silence gap, or a short riser. When you're done, export just the intro and listen at low volume. Turn it down until you can barely hear the details. If the mood still feels intentional, your balance is good. If everything disappears except hiss, the story isn't clear enough. Recap: long smoky DNB intros are texture plus harmony plus slow change. Start with the fog. Add an evolving pad. Sprinkle dusty musical fragments and ear candy, and let automation do the heavy lifting. Keep the low end clean, keep the highs controlled, and give the drop room to feel massive. If you tell me your tempo, key, and whether you're going rolling or jungle leaning, I can map you a specific bar by bar intro storyboard to follow exactly.